Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and a very noble hadith and tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth Imam of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is about flattering transgressors, meaning praising them, flattering them with the hopes of getting something out of it, you know. In fact, this is something which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, and in a verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "Who are eager that you should be pliable so that they may be pliable towards you." Imam Baqir alayhi salam in this beautiful hadith says the following: Allah revealed to the Prophet Shu'aib. So in fact, this is one of those hadith-i-Qudsi. Hadith-i-Qudsi is a tradition and a hadith in which God speaks in the first person. Right? You might be speaking to a prophet, you might be speaking to a great person, right? Such as, who might not be a prophet, but nevertheless is a wise person, is a great person, like the prophet Luqman, like the sage Luqman. But in this tradition, the Imam alayhi salam mentions this sacred tradition and hadith Qudsi. God Almighty revealed the following to Prophet Shu'aib: "Verily, I am punishing 100,000 members of your community." A lot of people. 40,000 from among the evildoers and 60,000 from among the good doers. When the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam heard this, he was surprised and he was amazed. So he asked, "My Lord, evildoers fine, but what about the good doers?" Meaning, why would you punish so many good doers? What have they done? Why do they deserve punishment? Then Allah, mighty and exalted, answered him by revealing the following to him. This was because they were pliable with the transgressors and did not express any anger at what anger means. Meaning these people were amongst transgressors, were amongst sinners, but they did not express any regret and any anger at what these people were doing. These people were sinning in front of them, they were transgressing in front of them, but these people, they didn't mention anything to them. They didn't try to stop them, right? They were pliable to them. They might even have been flattering them to get their affairs accomplished and done, right? They didn't do Amr bil Ma'ruf, they didn't enjoy the good, or Nahi an al Munkar, they didn't forbid the evil. This led them to incur God's wrath, and God punished 60,000 good people from amongst the community and the ummah of Shu'aib alayhi salam. So this is a very dangerous act, and we should be careful of it. In a similar tradition, Imam Ali says, "The worst of your brothers is he who flatters you and conceals you from your faults, or conceals your faults from you." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at flattering the transgressors in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.